Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
And now, Dawn Lemon,
I would like to talk to you.
There's an added burden on being an African-American that comes from your own community.
From New York, Dawn Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. You could be suffering from a disease that you had no idea you were suffering from. We all know that if you live in certain neighborhoods, you can get killed just walking down the street or sometimes just sitting in your own home. We all know about the so-called hood with the stray bullets, the crossfire, the gangs, the dealers, the pushers, the street life, and on and on and on. Now, living in the hood is dangerous in a different way, we're told, for your mental health and your well-being. So much so that doctors have come up with a name for it. It's called hood disease. The Centers for Disease Control says that it mostly affects young people who on a daily basis face stress and trauma in their own neighborhoods akin to a war zone. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention study estimates that nearly 30% of U.S. inner city youths are affected by the disorder, hood disease, which makes it difficult for them to learn. Hood disease, according to the study, is more complex. It's a more complex form of post-traumatic stress disorder, better known as PTSD, but it is worse. Worse because soldiers in war zones eventually leave the war zone, while youth in urban war zones rarely escape their own communities. They are repeatedly exposed to stress for all of their youth and then into their adulthood. Dr. Jeff Duncan Andrade of San Francisco University told CNN affiliate in Los Angeles KPIX that you could take anyone who is experiencing the symptoms of PTSD and the things we are currently emphasizing in school will fall off the radar because, frankly, it does not matter in our biology if we don't survive the walk home. Obviously, what he is saying is if you're worrying about dying on your way home from school, reading, writing, and arithmetic don't really matter much in the moment. If you are facing the stress of being hungry and the prospect of not eating once you get home, biology or chemistry don't really matter in the moment. So what is the solution? The obvious one is to what? Get out of the hood. But that's not as easy as just talking about it, especially when the parents are probably suffering from hood disease as well, and their parents before them and their parents before them. For many, it is a lack of awareness that life can be different. And it's one of my colleagues said to me yesterday as I was writing part of this column. It says, Don, I believe it. I grew up in the hood. And once I got out, I was surprised that people lived another way. Another way to reduce hood disease is to reduce the amount of violent crime in the hood, which, given the dramatic fall in homicides and other violent crimes in many cities, is actually happening, though clearly not fast enough. And the other solution, of course, this is one of many, is for those who got out, like my colleague, to help those who are left behind, and for those of us who are never there to help as well, because in the case of hood disease, it takes more than just a village. It takes a whole country.
Hood disease.
Hood disease. They say it's a real thing. According to the CDC, there's no higher authority on health.
Wow. They couldn't come up with a better name.
That was what I was thinking.
Like urban trauma disease or
yeah,
something.
Why don't you call it hood disease? Really?
They wanted people to understand what it was.